Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always appreciate the time you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. You know, every year coming up on Turkey Day, you know, I've got, I have some of the guests tell us about their turkey memories. I would imagine in a few years, this year's turkey memory is going to be different than any other. Yes. Yeah, you should see all the grease stains in our masks, because in California, when you're eating, the governor says you got to take a bite, put the mask back on. You know, this is proof positive. You look at these Democrat-run states. I know, I jumped right in, right? You look at these Democrat-run states, and this is proof positive that they believe the governor is synonymous with dictator. It's not. We have three branches of government for a reason. If you want a dictatorship, move to a country. Go to, you know, I love it. All you guys that are socialist, communist, or want a dictatorship type of government, I love it. Go to a country like that. See how it works out for you. The only ones that gain anything in the dictatorship or even in a socialist situation are people that are close to the guy running the thing. There's no equality. You start screaming, listen, you start screaming about equity and equality and rights, you're going to hear a gunshot just before everything goes blank. There's a reality here that people are always afraid to talk about. And because I'm not a black guy, I can't speak about black things, but you know what? We have I can't say it, because I think it's a swear word, it's an Italian thing. But here's the deal. I can talk about any issue that affects a human being. I don't care if you're female, male, black, white, fat, not fat, short, whatever. Deal with it. Isn't that what you're telling us nowadays? Whoopi Goldberg and her infinite wisdom. What a piece of work she is. She's telling us we had to suck it up for 4 years. We had to deal with it. Now you do. You Dems on the left and out of control, you dealt with nothing for 4 years. You gave a crap less about this country. And I'm learning more and more from Democrat friends of mine that I thought were sane, now telling me they don't care what cheating, lying has to be done to defeat Donald Trump. It's okay. That's dangerous. Okay, it's dishonest and it's dangerous. And if you're willing to lie about one thing for power, what else are you willing to lie for? So it's gotten to the point now where people close to me, I can't trust because they're not going to tell the truth. I will tell you the truth, whether you like it or not, whether you leave me or not, whether you want to work with me anymore or not. I'm in a very politically charged neighborhood or area or town or city, and many of you are in the same place, and you keep your mouth shut because you want to be able to work with so-and-so, you have to live in that city. Well, you know what's going to happen? You're not going to be able to live in that city. It's not going to happen. Because we want to live more peaceably with our people around here. We've had more progressives take seats because we wouldn't come out and say anything. You need to say stuff. We had people running for our local city council. I live in one of the, I think it's the eighth or the ninth safest city in California. And what do? The loons from the left come up here. They move here from high crime areas to get out of the crime. And then they vote in the same people or the same type of people that got them in those high crime situations, that got them into crappy schools. I'm sorry, but that shows me that there's a mental deficiency there. You're probably very nice people. I know some of you. You are very nice people. But how do you do that? Yeah, stick your, you know, it's like grabbing the pot in the oven or whatever you got in the oven with your bare hand. You burn yourself, go, ooh, that's hot. And you put your hand back in there and do it again. You deserve what you get. You've heard me go off on this before. Portland, Seattle, Chicago, New York City, Washington, D.C. You deserve what you voted in. In Baltimore, you voted somebody in that never shows up, has the same mindset that the people that ran that city for 53 years before them. I think her name is Kim Klasick. She comes in. She's got some great ideas. She talks about cleaning the place up. She's willing to fight for you. And what do? The other guy gets in. I don't believe he got in right. I'm not going to say it was out-and-out voter fraud. She's checking into it now because there are many irregularities. Can we stop doing that? George Carlin does a great thing on PTSD versus the word shell shock. And think about how long ago he did these things. And again, if you've got PTSD or what they're referring to as PTSD, I'm sorry. I really, this isn't to make fun of you in the least. But here's the deal. When you're having a conversation, I had an uncle that was, he was shell shocked. Okay, I mean, we knew it. He was shell shocked. That was it. We knew a fire. We were very sensitive to him on certain days of the year. Didn't laugh at him when he dove under the table when he heard a gunshot or a backfire of a truck. But you know what shell shock meant. You understand the significance behind that. What is PTSD? You see what I'm saying? I'm not making fun. If you want to take it that way, then you're not thinking and you're being disingenuous. What does it mean? It doesn't have that same effect to it. And we do that with a lot of things. We want to soften them down so that you feel better. Right? Because you think the other person is you know, it's, what is it? We've gone from, I think it was handicapped, right? Then disabled. And then differently abled, and then, I mean, all this craziness. Some of you guys don't know this. I'm blind in one eye. I'm disabled. Now, I'm not totally disabled. I can still function. But do you really want me flying your commercial jetliner? Come on. Can we just be real and honest about this? There's a lot of things I can do. It really hasn't slowed me down much. Right? If I had no legs, there's certain things I'm just not going to be able to do. I might be able to work into it, depending on what they are, but for the most part, I'm disabled in that area. It's not a terrible thing. Joe Messina, your host, Brock Lurie, joins me after the break. Love this guy. You're going to love him, too. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay Wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
I seem to be dead. Oh, there we go. Hey. God. After all this time, Barack, you think I'd learn how to press the right buttons, right? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
All right, so listen, Barack. Yeah, you've been, you know, maybe I should let you take off. You're better at this than I am. So, Barack Lurie's joining me. He's host of the Barack Lurie Show, and he's, there's so much going on. I could probably have him on for 6 hours. We could pull this off. But, Barack, thanks for being with me, and let's, I don't know, you know, too many people are home alone. I was going to mention one of your books, but I'm afraid it might drive them, you know, to the dark side.
Yes. You know, give them very bad ideas. Yes. Oh, my gosh, you're so right. But it's true. It definitely is amplifying it. I mean, it's an issue of the day, right? When I predicted that, you know, sex robots would be much more prevalent and that people would eventually lose their relationships, I thought that would be a matter of time, you know, by the year 2030, let's say. But here we are with COVID, and it's changing everything in the same way that, you know, you've got video conferencing and everything else. That's changing the way we do work. Well, you know, now it's amplifying this the situation. And now people who are very lonely just, you know, need some company. We all need relationships. So forget about the sex part of it, just the relationship part of it.
Oh, yeah.
They want anything. It's like Geppetto with Pinocchio. Or better yet, like Tom Hanks, the Tom Hanks character in Castaway with Wilson, right. The volleyball, yeah. Right? I mean, you'll create a relationship with something as long as it's nearby.
Well, so we're seeing a rise in suicidal thoughts and suicide, actually. We're seeing a rise in depression. You know, it's not good. And the other thing I found kind of, it's kind of dark amusing was that, you know, it seemed that marriages were on the rocks. All of a sudden, that person that you want to spend the rest of your life with, you couldn't spend 8 hours a day with, you know, in a short period of time. And you're going, my God, this is bad.
Yeah, that, you know what? And it's true for those people who take it that seriously. I mean, when I see people, I do a lot of mountain biking, for example. When I see people on the trails and there's not another person, you know, for another mile, and they're wearing a mask on their own. They're just hiking by themselves. I think. Do we have any hope in this state, at least? I mean, that's crazy. This is crazy. Who is he worried about infecting himself? I mean, how does it work? Do you understand how viruses work, my friend?
You're giving us a lot of credit. I mean, these are the same people that have voted in Obama twice, but we'll leave it there. But you're right. You know, you see somebody in their car with a mask on, driving down the road. They're all alone in the car. And you say, my God, are you afraid you're going to give it to yourself? I mean, I'm really trying to understand this. So that's why, you know, I'm a little crazy when I hear about what's going on out there. And, again, here, I was joking with you during the break. People don't realize it. But what is it now? You can only have three families gather for the holidays, and only for 2 hours. And then if you have any more people than that, you're supposed to start tracking them, whatever the heck that means. This is like fascism at its finest, isn't it?
Right. Well, there are more than enough useful idiots who will be happy to comply and do exactly that. I mean, but what a farcical narrative, right? The notion that we're going to worry that the gendarme, you know, the police are going to come raiding our house because we have a member of a fourth family joining us, and they're all there ready to take it, you know, to take us down. Yes, you know what, police, you have enough worries right now to deal with the rise in crime and riots and stuff like that. But now you want to put all your focus on whether or not there is a fourth family together and they're spending more than 2 hours together. How absurd is this? And meantime, we have a new law in California that effectively says that if you steal, shoplift from any store, not just a grocery store, but any store, with something of less than $950 in value, well, effectively, it's not a crime. Okay? that they're willing to deal with. But whether or not you have four families, well, that's another story. 2 hours and 10 minutes, and you'll be arrested? What's the deal here? But look, the thing is that we all, fascism doesn't exist unless we allow fascism.
True.
To exist.
Very true.
We have to remember that. And that's what happened in Germany. And that's what might happen here. And we have to be very concerned. Now with Joe Biden and this election crisis that we're dealing with, and I'm sure that's what you want to talk about.
Yep.
it's a question of, are we going to stand up? Because if we don't stand up now, then forever we will have this rise up again and again to the point where we'll wonder whether we'll ever have a Republican or any serious conservative running for office again, let alone be voted for in office.
We might have a CRI party
like we have in Mexico.
Yeah, I agree with you. I've seen it happen in you're familiar with my area, in my little area up here. We saw the progressives take many seats because we got too comfortable, we got too complacent. You and I have talked about this in the past. You know, we want to be gentlemen, we want to fight properly, and no. This is a street fight at this point. And the Democrats are very good at it. They've been doing it for decades. And if you look around you, you know, again, look at what they're using. Look at the terminologies they're using to get into some of the elementary schools. You know, they want your kids to be safe. They're going to keep your kids safe and make sure, you know, this is craziness the way this is being sold. And we sit back, and I mean the collective, we, not you and I, but we sit back and we let this happen because we don't want anybody to feel bad. What I'm getting excited about, though, is you're seeing Democrats now come forward with these affidavits in these different towns and cities about the election fraud that's taken place. This is a good thing, is it not?
It's fantastic. It's the way it should be. And as I have tweeted and written about and such, you know, you as a Democrat, even if you like Joe Biden, even if you hate Donald Trump for that matter, your love of democracy and free and fair election should trump, pardon the pun, should trump your hatred of Trump. By all means, right? I mean, you don't like the fact that your man didn't get voted in. I get that. But the process is far more important, not only because it might happen to you in the future, but you really do want this notion of tug and pull in our society. We do not want the Democrats to be running this country for the next 50 years. Was that what your vision is, sir?
Listen, so, we got to go quick break, but when we come back, I want to dive into that a little bit more. I want to dive into a little bit more about how the Democrats are feeling about what's going on, what's happening. I've been shocked from some of my close, what I thought were sane Democrat friends, and I found out different. Anyway, be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. Barack Lori is staying right where he's at. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Georgia heading to a recount.
The state of Georgia will hand count every ballot cast in the 2020 presidential election, according to the Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger.
With the margin being so close, it will require a full by-hand recount in each county. This will help build confidence. It will be an audit, a recount, and a recanvass all at once.
The counting of more than 5 million votes will need to be completed by November 24th, the state's deadline to certify election results. Earlier in the day Wednesday, President Donald Trump was declared the winner of Alaska's 3 electoral votes, taking the state with 57% of the vote compared to former Vice President Joe Biden's 37%. Election officials said results were delayed so long because workers needed time to verify precinct registers to guard against potential double votes. This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her.
We are back.
Kiss me.
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, at get involved, get engaged, make sure you have a clue. You know, and again, find people you can trust when you turn them on, you listen to them, you pick up their podcast afterward. Seriously, make sure you're not just listening to somebody you agree with. Because, you know, a lot of times, it's like myself, I make mistakes too. Not that often, but I make mistakes also.
No, you don't. You don't make any mistakes.
I knew that was
funny. I haven't heard any mistakes.
I mean, seriously. So you really have to check out the people you're listening to, but make sure that you're not wasting your time listening to people that are just spewing party line. They don't help you. They don't help us. They don't help the cause. And I, you know, that's why, again, I love having Brock on with me. Brock Lurie joins me, and he's host of his own show called The Brock Lurie Show. One of his books, Rise of the Sex Machines, How Culture and Technology Are Changing Relationships Forever. This lockdown is a dream of those people that love those machines.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy. Here's what it's a dream for. It's a dream for Zoom and other, internet meeting-based companies. Yeah. It's a dream for bike shops because everyone wants to go biking now. It's a dream for pizza delivery companies. And Uber Eats and sex robots manufacturers. Those groups.
All right. Oh God, but I mean seriously, and you know again, Atheism Kills. Another great book of yours, and I know that I'm going to blow this. I know I am. Is your second book out yet on that?
Yes, it is just about to come out. I'm finishing up. To my editor, is making last looks in on that, but I'm going to send you a prefab on that.
Oh, cool.
I think you'll like it quite a bit, Joe. So I'd love your input as well. But it's Atheism Destroys, that's the name of it. And where previously I talked about how atheism kills, literally, any government enterprise that was atheist killed in the millions. This one, I'm talking about how atheism destroys everything that we value, whether it's family, whether it's free speech or justice or relationships, generally speaking. I show how it destroys that. And it also destroys courage. So I even have a year, the last chapter is called The Year of Fear, 2020.
And I talk a lot about that. So I ended up having to delay my book because I could see how 2020 was wrapping up. And sure enough, everything that we saw this past year in 2020 can be seen through the lens of godlessness, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right. If we truly believed and loved God and made God the center of our civilization, we would not have run in panic as we have with this COVID crisis. We would not have dealt at all the way we're dealing with it. There's a madness that's taken over. It makes no sense at all. God does not want us to shelter at home and not be with other people. He wants us to be with other people.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the way we responded to the riots, Black Lives Matter, and how we cowered in fear. This is not the way we respond to riots. We don't give in. You have to fight evil. And Black Lives Matter, the organization, and Antifa, and all those that are allied with them, they're evil. And they are seeking the destruction of civilization, defund the police, and so forth. We have to fight that. But unless you have God in your life, you cannot have the strength to fight back.
No,
that was a major part of my book, yeah.
Well, but you're hit on something here that we have seen now for, I don't know, maybe a couple of decades go away, where is the young people are not being taught, not truly being taught the value or the understanding of God, the reality of God,
yeah.
If you would. The government is God. They're your sufficiency. Matter of fact, they're more your sufficiency than your parents are, because the government will make sure that you get an education and a place to stay and food and an Obama phone. You know where I'm going with this. That is truly at the core of atheism, isn't it? There is no God. There's me. We'll take care of you. Where are they turning to?
Yeah, that's so true.
Right?
They have nothing to turn to, and this is why, going back to what we are talking about, joking around with people with masks, you know, the reason why they do this, Joe, is because they love it. They love wearing the mask. To them, they feel like they are doing something. Now, suddenly, in their lives, they have purpose. They are going to fight this virus together, and we all are in it together. You see, but before the COVID, they had nothing going on in their lives. At least without God, they had nothing. And they just didn't know where they were. And all of a sudden, now they have to deal with it. So I think they're going to have a really a tough time once they get out of COVID, when they don't have any, you know, there's no masks to wear anymore. Right? What do? They have to look at each other, and now they have to relate to each other, and they have to actually, you know, produce in a job or otherwise to be a good parent. No. You don't have to do that now. Now, just wear a mask and you're a great human being. You see how it works?
I love this stuff because you're so right about it. Look, let's come back to the election and the, you know, what's going on, the voter fraud. Just put it right out there. And again, you talk about, and it comes back to your atheism book, but here's the deal. You think about it, they're sitting there, and their cause, their religious, their higher power is the Democrat Party. Do anything to make sure that the Democrats win, because they're what's best for us. But the thing that warms my heart a bit is this, what is there, 11,000 affidavits now out there, and there many of them are Democrats that came forward and said, look, this is too much for me. This is not what I thought this was, and that makes me feel good. But back to my original point, this is all under atheism for all intents and purposes. Right? I mean, they want the power. Go for it.
That's exactly right. When you have no God in your life, the more you expect to give it to your government. It has to be that way. I almost don't blame them. But the less you have of God, the more you expect to put it to government. And so that's why they don't understand us. They think we're crazy. How could you? We're reckless. We Republicans, we conservatives in particular. How could you possibly not let a government take over your lives? You want chaos. We're the ones that know that, in fact, they're the ones who are advancing chaos, whether they realize it or not. But godlessness is a main feature of this. Look, and I want to say this, Joe, that, you know, everything that we saw in this season, this 2020 season, really starting as late as 2019, the economy was doing so well. Trump was untouchable.
Yep.
Untouchable. And I remember speaking to one of my best friends who was a liberal, and I said, I don't think that Trump could possibly lose re-election. The only thing I can imagine is some sort of devastating news about some sort of terrible scandal, like God forbid, that he's engaging with little boys, little girls. That would be horrific. In which case, I would not vote for him, right?
Right.
But and then the only other thing I can imagine is a complete meltdown of the economy, which of course won't happen. And then 2 months later, complete meltdown of the economy, right? So, but even so, Joe, even so, look what happened. They thought that by letting the COVID response take over and just destroy our economy for the sake of COVID, that the average American would blame Trump for that and say, who's at the White House? Oh, Trump is, and we have a terrible economy. Let's kick him out. Likewise with the riots. Here's all these terrible riots, all this looting. Who's in the White House? Oh, let's kick him out. And none of those things worked. They thought, they kept on saying out the message, thinking and trying to convince people that that's what your real concern is. And then, of course, the mail-in ballots, they had to do that. And it just wasn't working. All their polling was also a lie. And then, of course, the last hurrah for them was election night, in which case, once again, they saw that Trump was winning, and they had to do something. And that's what happened with the Georgia pipe bursting. And suddenly they said, oh, we can't count them right now. That was a signal. And all the other battleground states picked up that signal, and they stopped counting too.
Yep.
And then everyone knows the rest of the story of what happened. But we're going to win this at the end of the day. I'm not worried about that. I mean, I'm always watching the news and such, but I'm quite confident that we will win re-election. But at the same time, I'm so interested in seeing how wrong the Democrats were. Not that they were negligent in the polling. They were purposefully trying to elicit
Agreed.
A complete different mantra to the average American. Absolutely.
Agreed.
Everything about them were wrong. And one of the fascinating things, not only, Joe, were they wrong about who would win and by how much they would win in every election imaginable, but they were also wrong about what issues were allegedly important to the average American voter.
Yep.
Do you remember this?
Yeah.
They said that the most important thing to is COVID response, COVID. And then, race relations. And so I think like number four was the economy. And I thought, BS. No way. That is not the case whatsoever.
All right.
And
you know
sure
what that
enough,
sound
you know,
means?
No, the reverse is true.
We got commercials coming up. You know how that works. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Rock Lurie will still be with us on the other side of the break. You listen to The Real Side.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
This shit that ice cold. Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood.
We are back.
Them good girls, straight masterpiece.
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROE-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. If you want text alerts, you know, that the show's going to start. Some of you hate emails. Simply text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. But enough of that. Let's get back to my guest. I love when I have this guy on. Brock Lurie joins me, as he does from time to time. Always appreciate it. And, Brock, you've got your own show, your podcast. Tell people how to get your books and hear your show and that kind of thing.
Oh, thanks very much. Yeah, my show is on Sundays on KRLA, AM 870. Sundays at 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. And there's also some repeats from time to time about that. I also... write quite a bit.
I gotta interrupt you. They are not sure. Old shows. Stop that. They are classics.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
You can also get my books on Amazon. Atheism Kills became a runaway bestseller. I was very pleasantly surprised. Didn't know that it would take off that well, but people need to hear the message that atheism is truly the most destructive force in all of our civilization. There is nothing else that comes close to atheism, you know, slash godlessness. People say, oh, wait a minute, what about fascism? What about communism? No, no, no. Fascism and communism had atheism as their central core ingredient. That's the thing that made it so deadly. So let's make it clear. It's like the venom of a snake. It's not the snake that makes it deadly. It's the venom, right?
Yep.
It's the chemical of arsenic that makes any particular poison poisonous. It's not just the liquid. It's the same thing with atheism. If we live in a world with godlessness, and increasingly we are, you're going to see much more dysfunction throughout our world. And you're going to see people like what we're seeing now in the election crisis, where they feel it's totally acceptable to cheat. That whatever it needs to be done to get your man into power, that's what you do. But if you love God, if God is part of your center in all your life and all your being, then you would never do what they are doing now. You would know that God is looking. But when you don't have that, democracy can't work. So I'm not surprised that this is eventually happening, and I expect it to be tried time and time again. But I called it out when the Norm Coleman stuff happened way back in the first decade of the 21st century. And I said they're going to be trying this over and over again because it worked. And nobody called them out on it.
That's right.
So, you know, and if we don't call them out now, this is our last hurrah. If we don't do it now, we can see it again and again and again.
I agree.
So,
you know, tell people we need to start. Look, we need to start street fighting with these people, but not be violent. All right, I'm not advocating that, and I know you don't either. But the days of the gentlemanly card game are over, and they need to be over.
Yeah.
You know, and growing up in Boston, in the streets of Boston, you got the proper people, and then you got the guys like me when I was younger, and people don't get it. You know, they see kindness as a sign of weakness. You know, and I want to go back to something you said a few minutes ago, though, when we talk about God and atheism and what have you. Even on, you and I are, for all intents and purposes, we're on secular stations all over the place. We're not on godly stations, if you would. But the best response I get is the nights or the segments or the hours that we do on God's stories about where God is in all of this and how you can depend on God. And they don't like that because all of a sudden there's a higher power that they can't fight back with, which is why you can't come together. You can't look at New York. Look at the Jewish community in New York. They're being threatened. It's like it's like World War II Germany, for God's sakes, in New York. I don't, you know, am I wrong here?
You're 100% right. The number one reason why people fight and are so vociferous against God, here it is, because a world with God means that they have to be held accountable for what they do today. And they can't do that. They want their orgies. They want their gluttonies. They want the gossip. They even want to kill. They want to steal. And they don't want to be judged for it. So, I mean, I love it when people say that we believers, that we just kind of are blinding ourselves to reality, and though the atheists are ones who work really hard and they roll up their sleeves because they're with science and all that. And I say, you got it exactly backwards. You guys just don't want the accountability. Are you kidding? I mean, we go to church or we go to the synagogue every week, and we have to follow all these rules and make sure we don't do this, we don't do that. And we're the lazy ones? Really? That's the funniest thing. So, but that's what you see. I mean, I guarantee you, all the people, you and I know, we talked about this before on your show, Joe, that everyone who rioted during the Black Lives Matter protests and the riots otherwise, right, not one of them went to church. Can we be frank here? Right?
Yes.
Everyone knows that.
Yep.
You grab anybody who was actually looting, actually, you know, committing arson, actually killing anybody, and then you interview them and say, how often do you go to church? They'll give you this blank look, like, what's a church? Of course. So this is what we're seeing. And if the more we had God back into the equation, the healthier our society would be. But sadly, something happened in the early 1900s where it was invoked that Thomas Jefferson said that church and state should always be separate. And it's just a total misreading of what he said.
That's right.
But that became the mantra. And isn't that a glorious thing that we should not have any reference to God whatsoever? As if that was a good thing. On the contrary, it's exactly the opposite of what the Founding Fathers believed.
Yep.
Exactly the opposite. And so we're seeing the consequences of that.
Yeah.
And one more point to what you just said, Joe, about you made a very interesting comment about being gentlemanly and such. I've gotten to the point now that the notion of compromising with today's Democrats, not the Democrats of the 70s and 80s, but today's Democrats, is like us compromising with the Chinese. Or, you know, when Nixon goes to China, right? Right. I mean, why would you compromise? I mean, when Nixon went to China in the 1970s, hence the expression, only Nixon can go to China. When he went to China, the notion was, well, let's open up our economies, and that'll be great for China. We'll even give them a favored nation status, and wonderful things will arise, and the moon will be in the seventh house, and Jupiter will align with Mars, and everything's great. But, of course, you know, China still became the horrific dictatorship that it is. It's a monstrous enterprise, even today, concentration camps and so forth. And yet we went forward with this. But if you were to say, hey, you know what, the Nazi regime, let's do business with them. Let's have trade relations. You would say, that's absurd. These guys are monsters. But why are the Chinese any worse? Why was this former Soviet Union any worse? Why is Cuba any worse? And it is. It's just as bad.
Well, we think we could be above all that.
The Democrats have become, we're supposed to be, but the Democrats are now advancing policies that are similar to the Chinese, that are similar to the Cubans and the North Koreans and, for that matter, the Iranians. I mean, it's everything about their mantra is so horrifically evil. And if it's not evil in and of itself, then it's naively destructive to the country. We have to simply say no every single time. To everything they propose, we got to say no. We got to fight them that way.
I am 100% in agreement. Look, one of the things you hit on, and I see it in my position as an elected official, our kids are searching. I mean, think about what's going on right now. They've been separated from people that they love and they trust, that they hung out with all day at school. I mean, we could do a whole hour on public school, but in this case, our Christian kids, our Jewish kids, were they taught about God being their sufficiency? Their inner peace, their inner strength comes from God. It doesn't come from your friends at school or your school teacher or anybody on those lines. We have taken this away from them. So they really have no strength to deal with. Now they're stuck at home. It's a real sad thing to see. Do you agree? We got about a minute and a half.
Right. Oh, yeah. And they're angry. And I did a whole show on this. Is that the reason why all these people are out there is not because they want money or that they want to loot. It's because they're angry. And what are they angry about? Nobody has given them purpose. That's what they're angry about. They expect the government or somebody to give them purpose. But that's why we joke, you and I, that there's not a single churchgoer there, not a synagogue goer there, because they would find their purpose in synagogue or church. They would be anathema to them. So that's why that explains everything you're seeing. And we need more God. And I say this as a fact, not as a spiritual lifting up. I'm not trying to sermonize here. It's a fact that God is the reason why we have any civilization in the first instance.
I agree.
And so we need to bring them back. That's it.
No.
Otherwise, you'll see the decay. Atheism destroys. It's as simple as that.
You know, again, here's a Christian guy and a Jewish guy, and we're agreeing that we need to bring it back to God. And if you look at our founding fathers and where they were at, and the least religious man, Benjamin Franklin, when they were floundering as to putting everything together, he finally said, "We have forgot the providence we got from the Almighty. We need to turn back to Him."
Okay.
And that's today. We need to turn back to Him. Quick, tell people where they can get your show.
You bet. It's KRLA, AM 870, Sundays 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. And, of course, my book, Atheism Kills and Rise of the Sex Machines, on Amazon.com.
Cool. Very cool. Hey, people, next hour, Horace Cooper joins us. We'll be back in a few minutes. Heat up your coffee and come on back.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you.